You are now rocking with the Flyers, the Hip Hop Digest, King Killer, Kirk G, and the Great E Green. This Demond Deshaun representing Grayskull every day of the week, all year round. Shout out to the Digest, 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 Digest.
If you are elite at something you do, let me say that one more time because I want this to really land. If you are elite at something you do, most of the people who do what you do are going to find a way to sabotage what you're doing and act like they don't know what you're talking about if you ever bring it to them. If you know how to do hair, you one of the girls who know how to do the locks real good. But it's another girl who know how to do locks, but she ain't good. When she's allowed in your presence, she's going to bring drama to you, drama to you, drama to you, drama to you.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And I ain't no snitch. But we all drinking tonight.
Yeah, we is.
It might not be hard liquor, but it's your man Z Green, or Ezo Grizio, whatever you want to call it tonight. We out here.
It's been a long time when all of us was drinking on the show.
Long time coming.
Oh, drink champs? What?
I don't know about the drink champs. Drink. We drink. Not as much as we used to.
No, sir. Not even me.
No doubt. All right. So first topic on Hip Hop Digest. We're going to get right in because I don't have a lot of topics, but we're going to make it do what it do. First topic is Out the Whip, I think.
Out the Whip.
I think personally, I think I might be out the whip a little bit.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, let me tell you why.
That reminded me of the conversation we had before the show. I feel like I'm out the whip.
Let me tell you why.
Don't do it.
Let me tell you why. Because in terms of music, I haven't really partaken in a lot of music in 26 so far. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do my usual house thing, but that's another show. But as far as hip-hop, I'm looking forward to one record. Looking forward to the new AZ, Do or Die 3. Again, another Nas Mass Appeal thing. Maybe I feel like Mass Appeal is how I used to feel about old Def Jam. When I used to just walk in the record store and I didn't know what it was, but it was just Def Jam, so I bought it. That's kind of how I'm feeling about Mass Appeal. So I'm looking forward to the new.
Come with some heat.
I'll tell you what, the single crazy.
That same old shit.
I don't know the single crazy, but that's just my opinion.
AZ can rap, though. Yeah. So you ain't got to worry about that.
Okay. All right. And number two, the record that I just listened to, actually, I listened to it a couple times, is the new Billy Dance, The Answer. Listen to that.
That's not bad, though.
It's not bad. And I'm going
to
do.
Is it good?
This is what I'm going to do. I didn't listen to it, and I listened to it differently than I think I normally was. To me, it's not a record that you play loud.
Correct.
It is a record that is almost like office play. Like
that's
you
a listen to record.
Yeah, it's a listen to record. The particular records on there that I thought was absolutely cool was Let It Be. Be Real absolutely murders that verse.
Everybody said that I've seen. Say something about it. But
oh, my God. Be Real kind of did his thing. Yeah, hook. Yeah. Shout out to the West Coast. His West Coast brothers represented on there. Hope featuring Evidence. Evidence murks the joint, too. So shout out to
up,
the
Cook? That's your man's.
Yeah, so shout out to the West Coast. The West Coast brothers got on there and did their thing. No doubt about that. And then, of course, came to you. Lil Fame is...
Oh man, Lil Fame still got it.
Yeah, Lil Fame is Lil Fame. So that is definitely cool with that. And then there is Win or Lose featuring Redman. Those are my three sort of standout tracks, but it is not in the MOP Warriors production.
Well, they tried to get a couple in there near the end, but
that's the one with Lil Fame. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a love letter, a hip hop love letter, I consider it.
Right, but Billy Dan's lyrically, I think the music fits the tone of the record, but it is not a bang out or mash out hip hop record.
Nope.
It is medium to low level, and then you'll be into his lyrics, and the music is what it is. So that's what's up with that.
He's reflecting on this album, it seemed like.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then, ironically or not, the record, another one that, again, I'm not banging very loud, but I don't know. Pete, maybe, you know, maybe you're getting a new convert. Rock Marciano's joint, 565. Is that what it is? I don't have my light on, so I can't see. yeah, hold up. Hold my light on. 656. And I've been listening to that lately. And Rock Marciano is just almost comical at some of the crazy shit he's saying. But the beats, a lot of New York, not a lot of, you know, kick and snare or whatever. But that's fair. That's kind of, you know, what I've been listening to a little bit. And I say out of the whip because I think the older I get, I'm not ingesting a lot. Because I think what I want to take in as far as music, I really want to study. You know, obviously in the digital age we live in, 100 albums drop a week.
A week? A day?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Shit. You know, and so you're certainly not going to be into everything. But out of the whip, I find myself looking forward to see what the veterans are doing. Let the veterans in. You know what I mean? I'm always interested in that. And Billy Dan's. It looked like AZ. Looks like he's going to be good to go. I'm good
with
that.
What label is that Billy Dan's on?
I don't. I think that's on his own label.
Oh, okay, it's not Mass Appeal.
No, it's not Mass Appeal. I think that's on his own label. But certainly, it's okay. You recommend that. Trust me. If you take a 45, 50-year-old and you're like, you're going to either listen to the Billy Dan's or you're going to listen to Lil Dickhead.
But also, if you go into that Billy Dan's thinking you're going to hear some M.O.P., you're going to be disappointed.
You're going to be... No, it is not M.O.P. It is not. I
mean, M.O.P. is my favorite hip-hop group. So I definitely... I don't even know if I want to listen to it like that. I heard the one record I thought was okay. But...
The one with Lil Fame, you'll appreciate that.
But you also know that your man's right here that you see is going to be saying something if they still off that Brownsville. You know, I'm going to be like, come on,
yo. That's what they do.
But that's what they do. See, I'm not mad at that.
But come on, yo.
Well, okay, B.
50-something?
So hold up.
Oh, shit.
I got to call you on it.
Call me. My phone's open, nigga. Call.
I got to call you on it. So to me, it's like, man, what side, you know, it's a two-way street. What do you want? If now you got a more toned-down, reflective Billy Dance. Oh, but absolutely. It's not M.O.P. But then absolutely. If M.O.P. get together and they yelling Brownsville and cracking skulls, then you talking about calling on like, it.
I'm going to say still. That's what I'm going to say.
But
you know maybe, I'm going to say that.
Okay, but maybe I'm wrong, but... I didn't really hear you really applauding the new Billy Dan's like, okay, this nigga probably 50 plus and he making the music that 50 plus niggas should make. Because everyone else...
For listening, maybe I spoke when you weren't listening, but oh, okay. I said, this is like a love letter to hip-hop.
Okay, all right. I apologize
this
for that.
This is me saying he is not doing the M.O.P. Okay. I didn't say... Yes, he's not doing M.O.P. I just said he's not doing M.O.P. And I said, if you're looking for that, you're going to be disappointed, right?
Okay, that's true. You did say that. Yeah. And I apologize if I mischaracterized what you were saying. But let's get to the crux of the issue. Are we out the whip? Or are we getting to be out of the whip?
Out of the whip in what way?
Out of the whip in the way that we're not ingesting a lot, so much hip-hop that... You know, that we just can't comment on the new Lil Dickheads or 10, 20 Lil Dickhead albums.
Because I don't even know if we're out the whip so much as that we're just selective of what the fuck we listen to.
Mm.
Bingo. Mm. You may be out of the whip on that Lil Dickhead shit. But when some real hip hop hits the road, you in the whip. So, no, we ain't out the whip, B.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, yeah. I just haven't ingested a lot. Like I said, I'm looking forward to the AZ. I listen to the Billy Dan's. You know what I'm saying?
You know about distilling, since we're fucking talking about it, drinking. You understand the process of distilling, right?
Of course.
You don't want that shit off the fucking first top of the barrel shit. You don't want that shit.
Right, right, right. You want to age the little bit.
Saying? You know, yeah. You don't want your hip hop just coming all out. Everybody just out there, whatever. No, you want your shit right. So no, you are not.
We're not for the.
Have a more distinguished taste.
We don't want that plastic cup hip hop.
No doubt.
You want our shit in a glass with a one small piece of ice.
No doubt. And I say that maybe. Right. And I say that to say again, but I did listen to and reasonably enjoyed the new Rock Marciano, which I know you probably won't fuck with, but I kind of
I'm going to listen.
I
want to be surprised. But I want to be surprised
at a low Marciano. Level. It's not a in low the whip what? Banger. You know, at a low volume. It's not then a in the whip like banger.
That, I might like that.
So,
but I gotta get to it and see.
Yeah, no doubt. The only thing, of course, my only hard body takeaway from the and I'm going to say it, 16 tracks at 44 minutes.
That's too much?
16 tracks at 44 minutes.
Almost a tidy 10 at 30 minutes.
At a tidy 10 at no more than 30, 35 minutes.
God damn. Let me see. Make sure you ain't revising shit. I'm just pulling out an album.
Okay.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nope, there's only 9.
But B, I'm going to, before you do that, see, we're talking about the digital age. See, back yes, when those yes. records was out, you can have a double or a long LP, but you're going to sit with that shit
you're right,
for
you're
three,
right.
6 months.
You're right. Yep.
Yeah, today, I could listen to a record that's reasonable, and like you said, tomorrow, 100 new records come out.
Moving right along.
Nobody gets a chance to sit with nothing.
Right.
And if you stay around for longer than 3 to 6 months, niggas is asking what happened to you.
Right.
Did you fall off?
So
You're right. So again, you're not out of the whip. It's just a different way that the current group of youths are listening to music compared to how we did.
No yeah. doubt. No doubt.
Did he say youths?
Yeah, he said it.
No doubt. All right, that's what's up. So I guess we're in the fine wine, the aged spirits.
Yep. Gotcha. Exactly.
All right. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is right message, wrong messenger.
Oh, again, Lord, I think who is I know it this time? Is going.
Well, it's two people here. Swerve posted a new Ice Cube joint in the text chain. We just
hey, listened crickets. To
it. What is the name of that shit? But
freedom.
Freedom, yes. So, you know, to pun on words, freedom, freedom. Shout out to Ice Cube. But Ice Cube did the thing.
What?
Yeah, shout out to Ice Cube. Shout out to Ice Cube. He did the thing. The record is out. I get it. An intellectual. He's at, what, compared to music out today, he's at a high intellectual bar. So shout out to Ice Cube. Compared to music being out there.
In thought process, not delivery.
Well, B, there's a second part to this. The second okay. person that we're the second person that we're going to talk about is Killer Mike, who, you know me, I don't involve myself in too much social media, but I happen to see a couple of posts.
You
about,
lie, Barack Obama ass nigga. you don't post shit, but you read, nigga.
Well,
just be real.
So, couple of folk, they was on Mike's ass.
A lot of folks on Mike's ass.
They's on Mike's ass. Because Mike up there talking about the Voting Rights Act. Mike up there talking about almost like he is down with the squad. And niggas is like,
in what context, though?
Well, in the context of, okay, these two cats, let's just put it out there. This doesn't even be cryptic. The problem that Ice Cube got and the same problem that Killer Mike got is they was on, how can I put this? Maybe they were Clarence Thomas.
Maybe
that's the wrong.
Okay,
one.
Let me hold
not
up.
Even
B.
on their worst day, B.
Nah, let me say nah, maybe they were Clarence Thomas light.
No, not even in a, no. Okay.
Not on their worst okay. day, nah, B.
All right,
that's a bridge too far.
Okay,
you word. Pushing that one way out there on those
yeah,
two cats.
Yeah, those two to me.
Yeah.
to me, those two are similar in the way they think.
Okay.
But they are not.
Answer
they're,
me.
They're not that far off
just
the bridge.
Answer me. Answer me a particular question. Does Killer Mike and Ice Cube, and maybe, hey, am I wrong to know and to read Republican conservative talking points that they were down with?
So, B, if
no, you're wrong.
B, okay. B, I'm gonna say this. When it comes to conservative talking points, you got to put a context on that shit because there's some shit that them niggas talk about that you gonna be down with. But
how dare you, Curtis?
But it's because it's coming from them and the way that they say the shit, it just turns you off. But if you have them put it in your type of speak and put it in a language that you can understand and that you can take in and accept it, you'd be like, okay, that's what the fuck they talking about. Why the fuck they put that racist spin on this shit?
Hold on.
I can't fuck with that racist spin.
So I'm a politico, and I can read the tea leaves pretty good. I can read the tea leaves pretty good. And Ice Cube.
Better than hold your mouth.
And Ice Cube and Killer Mike was trying to be off that hard body, intellectual, conservative talking points. And now in the case of Killer Mike, the Voting Rights Act, that type of shit, his previous rhetoric was jive off that, you know, we don't need that shit. We need to do X, X, Y, Z, Z, you know, B. I got a plan. Ice Cube, same shit, you know, especially after African-Americans off that, you know, that Trump and then him getting played and then he got angry and shit and sort of was not coming out.
You talking about Ice Cube? You talking about Ice Cube. He got played by both sides. Make it clear.
Well, okay, I grant you that. Yes, he did get played and should have been smarter than that. You know what I mean? Should have, you know, because he did try to bring the proposal to both sides. Both of them niggas are the fuck out of here. So that's true. That's true. But I will not and I will not dismiss their dismissal of African Americans and having a plan that sounded an awful lot and was packed with an awful lot of conservative Republican talking points. B, you will not get me to dismiss that. And
nobody's gonna try, B. Nobody's gonna try.
And so
because once you are set, you are set.
Well, no. I want to answer the question about you posted the record in the text chain and it got crickets.
Crickets.
There's a lot of intelligent cats in the text chain who listened to Ice Cube and was like, you know, okay, shout out to Ice Cube. That motherfucker today is off that shit, but tomorrow, who the fuck knows? And same way with Killer Mike. Oh, okay, you off that. They killed the Voting Rights Act. It's something we got to do. We got to mobilize. We got to do. He on that shit today. But tomorrow, if Trump come to town, that motherfucker gonna be lined up.
All right, I'm going to go off topic, off hip hop for just a second, my G.
My man, please.
And I don't care what happens or what anybody thinks. I'm going to share these thoughts.
Please.
This is why the fuck we don't get no motherfucking where. Because anytime anybody tries to do something, they get ridiculed, debased, they just get thrown to the fucking side for at least trying to do something. So if I'm a multi-pocketed nigga and I see what's going on, you think I'm gonna run out to these fucking streets and be like, yo, we should look at this proposal or whatever. You think? And what's that going to do? That's going to leave us right the fuck where we are talking about Meg Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson. Now, you can say I'm wrong all you want to, but being that you don't be on the internet like that, I'm telling you what's happening, my
nigga. Well, no, I guess I kind of, and I think about this, and unfortunately, I'll be using fucked up analogies on the show and I want to do better. But if somebody gives an equivalent of like a Bill Cosby pound cake speech.
Wow.
So when somebody is giving you that speech or that vibe. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like, okay, That's the reason why African Americans can't get nowhere. Now, we're not getting nowhere because we don't accept the pound cake type of language that Bill Cosby used to denigrate African Americans, specifically poor African Americans.
Or Obama or, telling you to take your slippers off
or
and turn off the video game.
Okay. I'll give you that. I'm not gonna run from that. I'll give you that. That type of speech, or we're not getting nowhere because we reject that speech, or we're not getting nowhere because they're giving that type of speech.
Both. Both. It's a fucked up cycle. Because we all know that changes need to happen, whether it's hip hop, our regular the community, whatever. We all know that there needs to be some type of change, but if we're shooting down everything, then that means there's nothing, B. There's got to be something.
I don't think we're shooting down everything.
You just, nigga, you, I'm talking to you.
Okay.
You just put fucking Ice Cube, America's Most Wanted, and Killer Mike in the same category as fucking Clarence Thomas.
Well, I tried to fix it up and say Clarence Thomas light.
I know, but you did it. To the motherfucking listener that just tuned in at that moment, they're like, wow. Even Curtis is like, yeah, you can't put them with that dude.
I'm curious to hear what Kurt G has to say on this speech.
Go ahead, Kurt.
So you said a lot. And as far as them brothers being conservative, they probably have some conservatism in them. Shit, I probably have a little bit in me. Some of the shit that I think about and how we act. Especially when I talk about us. I'm sounding like motherfucking like I'm an Alabama fucking Republican senator.
Oh, damn,
Clarence.
When I'm talking about us and how we get down and how we treat each other.
You George Wallace?
Nah, not Ooh. That.
Okay.
Don't do that to me.
Okay, go ahead.
Not that. But I'll probably nigga hear me and thinking this nigga, he on some conservative shit. If they hear me talking about how we get down and how we do each other and the way black people treat each other and how we when we get amongst each other, it's hate. But when you talk about other people, we want to boycott, we want to talk when we're talking about other kinds and other people. But when it's us, we want to kill and bring each other all the way down. So yeah, I might sound a little conservative when I talk about shit like that. But where they're coming from to me, just to me, where they're coming from, I don't take them in a conservative way. I know it can sound that way, but I don't think they're coming off like, nigga, where's the next Klan rally at, nigga? I'm trying to be there.
Ooh. I didn't, and I apologize because I'm not trying to frame them like that. I'm not trying to. I think that when you have a particular brand of speech or you have this intellectual, it's almost like a dismissal, you know, if and then you try to do it from a very intellectual point of view versus to me sort of like, that's why I said Cos pound cake, instead of just being sort of like you was 6 o'clock in the goddamn morning and you got this bullshit on the radio. See, that's more direct. And so that way you can get directly to the problem, talking about put it in at 6 a.m. amongst minors is fucked up and inappropriate. You can say that.
I called the radio station.
I got something to say.
I was one of those.
Right, and which is fine. And so if Killer Mike wanted to do this intellectual shit and then sort of slap and offend people who he thinks not going to understand. That nigga live in Atlanta.
Yep.
And he knows.
And he's doing a lot for black people in Atlanta. And let's make sure we know that.
Okay, yeah, but at the same time, this nigga know that the message, the hard body message need to be aimed at YN trap niggas.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
sir. But you don't hear that.
Yes, sir.
That's okay. So I guess I find those men, and I apologize for the Clarence Thomas. You're right. That was a bit harsh. I guess I find both of those guys is the most disingenuous niggas trying to hide behind doing something. Then be straight the fuck up then. if Atlanta and your biggest problem is gun violence amongst YNs and trap niggas, how plainly can you say that?
But ain't it funny to you how our folk can boycott H&M for 6 hours and be right back in the store after lunch?
Well,
but we want to get rid of Ice Cube and kill Mike.
I didn't say that. I'm saying...
not you, but the internet has been murdering Killer Mike.
Yeah, the internet, yeah, they on Mike's ass. But again...
And but you up in H&M. You drinking Pepsi.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think Mike is disingenuous?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say, like a lot of people, including myself, sometimes you need to think things through more thoroughly.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Okay.
But I'm thinking in his heart of hearts, he thought he was doing the right thing. And regardless that he's Killer Mike and not Jay-Z, you know, he still got Yes Men.
Oh, of course.
You still got people that ain't going to say, yo, Mike, or Cube, especially, matter of fact, even more so, Cube. Ain't nobody going to be like, yo, Cube, man, you might want to do this, that, or the other. Ain't nobody doing that. So they're left out there on an island thinking in their mind that they're doing something positive or beneficial, but that's not always the case. You know, what is, you might know, they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the road to getting canceled is now being paved with good intentions.
So Mike is not going to get canceled. And I think
get on that internet.
B, I know how much they on his ass.
But the thing is,
they on his ass for being the most disingenuous and coming off like, you know, almost like that, I'm not really down with these Negroes until I'm down with these Negroes. Mm. Oh, Black Power, you know, now all of a sudden he's down, okay? But his past 4 years of rhetoric has been off of that other shit.
Do you remember when Killer Mike was fully down with Bernie Sanders? Do you remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
Was he selling out doing that?
I mean, he was a Bernie supporter. I mean,
yeah, but is that a bad thing?
I'm not saying it was a bad thing. He was a Bernie supporter.
He was doing something, right? He was doing something. He was trying to rock with Bernie, trying to get folks to look at a different path. Look, I'm going to say it because it's been in a few fucking text chains that I'm in about this. And I have remained silent because, first of all, again, I need to reiterate, fuck MAGA and all of that shit. Project 2025, fuck all of that. But at some point, B, when we was kids and we had to get that goddamn Vicks under our nose and on our chest, we had to take that motherfucking medicine. And I don't know what the medicine is we need in our community right now. It is not rap. It is not hip hop. We need some medicine, B. And you got certain folks out here that are trying, at least. You can go back to fuck the Colin Kaepernick. Motherfucker gave a half a teaspoon of fucking medicine and then was gone. Killer Mike doing what he do, and then he'll be gone with his house, his wife, his cars, his businesses, and that shit. Ice Cube clearly don't have to be saying a goddamn thing about none of this shit. But he risked it again by making this record. And again, on the fucking text chain, crickets.
Well,
not even saying nothing bad about it or good, just nothing. So that's the dilemma that we're in. Whether it's hip hop, the community, whatever, we're in this dilemma where it's like, fuck him, fuck her, fuck them.
In my personal opinion, I think, and I don't know who is going to be God chosen to do that. But I think the person who can galvanize, that means speak to highfalutin ass African-American intellectuals who are ashamed of their poor hood rat YN cousins and family members, to galvanize both of those. Okay. To me, that's just my bottom line. I think Ice Cube and Killer Mike suffer from being disingenuous because folks have seen them on both sides of the fence.
If you want to call anybody, you so
chameleon.
You use the word disingenuous. Now let's stick with disingenuous.
Okay.
What's that cat new dude that made that song from Mississippi? He wears his hair like a crown. Used to make all them strip club records and shit. Now he runs around.
You ain't talking about Afro Man, are you?
No, fuck no.
Okay. Oh, you talking about
David Banner.
David Banner.
Yes.
You remember what kind of music he used to make? We can't forget that shit.
Rubber Band Man.
Right. Yeah.
All of that shit. But now he's running around being pro-black, this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
There's no disingenuity there? Or did he just wake up and figured, you know what? I don't need to make this kind of music. Let me bring my black people together. What is that?
Well, no matter when he woke up, there isn't the sort of back and forth. Okay, you're right. He made that type of trap, if you want to call it that, relatable music in his music career early. His music career is generally over unless he's even doing his hits. But that's generally pretty much over.
He can't do his hits if he's where he is right now.
Okay, and then so let's say he ain't even doing that, but he is where he is. Now, again, just like so many people, I'm just using this as an example. Let's say he shows up at the next GOP situation and is backslapping niggas. Then, and only then, does he get into that category. B.
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Very good. Probably the best classic example. But that's my bottom line, B, is that Cube and Killer Mike have done a lot of back and forth fence jumping. That's all.
Well, Killer Mike has sowed quite a green pasture as far as I see it. And yes, is it a fumble? He fumbled. But did he lose the game? Not necessarily, to me.
No, I'm not saying he even lost the game. And again, I just think it's the back and forth. You know, it's the, I'm going to now, you know, the Voting Rights Act, we need to mobilize. We need to do this, that, and the third. But his rhetoric prior was harmful to that. His rhetoric prior was, you know, be smart enough, you know, get the GOP and outsmart and this, that, nigga, what the fuck?
Hey, Kurt, can Killer sound like, shut up and make music, nigga.
I ain't saying that.
Shut up and dribble.
I ain't saying that.
I still can't fully, unless I saw Cube DJing at Donald Trump's inauguration, I'm still going to give Cube, even though, again, I didn't like the record. It sounded terrible to me. I know what he was trying to do, but it sounded terrible because I know what Ice Cube has created.
Well,
and it's far greater than
that
shit.
And it's funny because, again, the production was horrible, but the actual lyrics and what he was saying is very poignant. So what I'll say about Cube, is that for me, he's on a watch list.
Oh, he's on okay. the watch
he's on the watch list.
Gotta keep an eye on that.
Yeah,
nigga.
You gotta watch that nigga. He's on watch list. You know, Mike, I ain't fucking with that cat. I'm gonna walk on the other side of the street until I see otherwise.
Wow. You turning into the whitest white man over there. Oh, crossing the street, nigga.
We're brothers and we're brothers and we're colored.
I can't believe you're doing Killer Mike. I can understand your, especially your opinion on Ice Cube, but damn, you might need to revisit the history of Killer Mike.
I'm very well aware of Mike's history. That's why I don't understand why even at all he does fence jumping.
I could see if I saw a picture with him and Trump smiling. I could see what you're feeling, but I ain't
seen
that
probably,
yet.
He probably will never stoop that low. You know what I'm saying? He probably, you know, if they was like, oh, you know, here's $1 million to form at this GOP, he probably wouldn't do it. I'm not saying he doesn't have principles, but I'm just saying, B, it is Bill Cosby-esque. In the fact that
all the names
out here. But damn. Word is born. Was Kyle's a sellout?
Cos was on the fence of being a sellout.
Okay, yeah, he definitely had a foot on the other side.
Okay.
He's on that fence.
And then so for you not to admit that Mike don't have at least a Cos style or at least a foot word. Okay.
He doesn't have that Cos aura about him.
Okay. All right. Nope. That's real. Nope.
He doesn't have that Cos.
Because Cos was off that Pro Black. There's a video if anybody wants to look
at it. There was.
Cos was in a little black elementary school. Doing all of that because with the black leather jacket
off,
on.
Because was off that pro black.
He was.
I mean, Fat Albert was pro
away from it.
Fat Albert was pro black.
Yeah, but once he got on NBC,
yeah.
And all
well,
that other
but
shit,
see again, did you see that?
Ice Spy and all that.
You
other
see,
shit.
Well, but see, that's what I'm saying.
Ain't Killer Mike though.
Word. That's where
it's
Mike.
Run the Jewels. Bullshit.
Run the Jewels is not bullshit. It's made for a different audience, and I don't begrudge that. I'm not begrudging that. That's not what I'm saying. That's my best analogy. Maybe it's a fucked up analogy, but Cos
you're working on that.
Is the best. Yeah, is the best analogy. Ice Cube, he's on a watch list. That's where I would.
You know what? Let me see if this works better for you.
Okay.
Sammy Davis Jr. When we were kids. We were taught to hate that nigga because he was off that bullshit. Yes, well, where
he
was a sellout in the way I was told as a child, Sammy. But when I grew up and I learned the truth, we hating on Sammy now.
Sammy was hella bankrolling the entire civil rights movement,
thing.
Example, same example, same two peas in a pod almost. Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Big Eye, Bug Louie out there, the young musicians and shit. You know, Dizzy Gillespie and Miles Davis. Fuck that sellout, nigga.
Yep.
But his private tapes after he died and recorded conversations. Louie smoking L's. Fuck that white motherfucker. I don't fuck with these white.
Man, come on, man.
So look, if Mike off that, then I will apologize. Profusely, but
just give that man the benefit of the doubt until you know absolutely.
Okay,
him. I'm not talking about
Q. Okay,
I'm talking about Killer Mike.
Okay, that's real. All right.
The funny thing about that record is I'm listening to it, and it had a bounce to me, but the track. So it wasn't horrible to me. The track wasn't horrible. It was definitely not something I'd be going back and listening to, but it wasn't a horrible, it was just straight trash. But the lyrics is like, damn, I wish he had put that over a different beat.
Yep.
Damn, I wish he had did it over a different, because he is speaking the straight truth in that motherfucker. He is dropping knowledge.
Crazy knowledge.
Yes. Of today.
Yes.
Of today.
Crazy knowledge, which if you need something to get repeated on radio, it would probably be that record.
Never.
No, I know it won't be. I know it won't be, but if you needed something to be repeated on black radio, it probably would be that record. I know they never would do it, but again, he's on a watch list, B. We'll see.
We will see. Ice Cube is on thin ice.
Saying, B. All right, that's what's up. I think what we will definitely revisit is Mike. And I think if and this is the key thing, if he jumps the fence, what your opinion will be. If, because he might not. He might do a David Banner. Fuck it, I'm all in. And yeah, I'm good with that. So that's what's up. All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is as we continue to 20 years of the Hip Hop Digest.
Jeez.
You know, it's a couple of things here. And like I said, I said this before. I have a list that goes back to 2011, I think, of all the albums. Three albums, just three. You could probably pick 20, but just three out of the 20 that was super special.
Three out of the 20 years that was super
three
special.
Out of the 20 years, or at least three out of the if you have a running list, like I said, I can't go back farther than 2011. That's as far as I can go back that I kept a running tab. So,
to me, one of the album that I heard.
Okay, if you're ready to pick now, I got one that I can say.
I'm going to pick one right now.
Okay.
I'm going to pick one right now that just, and I heard it, I was like, wow, this is, so, I was wanting more. But I only got one.
Okay.
And that was the HISD album.
That oh my album goodness.
Was I'm Seeing Green.
Oh my God. Now that, I'm gonna fucking have to listen to that again.
That album was so incredible to me, my nigga.
Oh,
it blew my mind because I'm like, this is what the fuck I'm talking about. This Houston Independent Spit District. Yeah. Nigga, I was like, what the fuck is happening here with these niggas? This niggas just brought it for me. That was life-changing music to me. Because I was like, this is what hip-hop
I got to step out of the room for 1 second.
Oh, my goodness. Well, while he's stepping out, that's crazy.
I got to find that album and put it back on.
Oh, my God,
because it just came to me. Out of all the years, that is probably the best album that I've heard out of all the years. Because that just was crazy, B.
Wow, yo. Honestly,
no skips in that album. No skips.
That left my brain, B.
Wow.
Damn. As soon as you said HI, it came right the fuck
back.
That
shit is burned into my brain. That's how fucking crazy that shit was. It's burned in there, B.
Whiz, yo. And that was early.
Early.
Yeah, that was
early, B.
2010s.
That was
before that, maybe.
It might have been. It was early shit that I was like, God, this shit is incredible.
Wow, well, I guess King Killer's getting another cup of lemonade. So
that was a cool, refreshing drink.
I want to say what one I got, because I told him I couldn't do a whole bunch of them at the same time. I had to just go through and pick them occasionally.
Yeah, but off the top of my head, like I said, that album is burned into my brain permanently because that album just was like, this shit just changed for me.
Shout to you. I have that record on vinyl, thank goodness.
Oh, my God.
I have that record on vinyl, thank goodness. But that was one of my three. But so I'm going to pick another one. And this is, again, you know, just three. Actually, it's going to be more than three because we're going to be celebrating the 20th as we go throughout the whole year. Mine, right off the break, because that was one of my three, but I'll go to the next one, would be Rasheed and Confidence, Element of Surprise.
That shit was crazy too.
Nigga.
Yes, that's a great album.
My word for them two and that record, if it was a different time, they'd be the new Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
Whoa, don't do that.
Well, I'm not saying they would end up like them.
But that could be considered a classic album.
B. Rasheed and Confidence, Element of Surprise. That record, again, in another time, they would take the mantle where Pete Rock and CL drop and carry the ball. That record is so nutso.
All right, well, I'm gonna go back to 2012. Apollo Brown and OC Trophies.
Nigga.
Yeah.
That nigga. That one.
Yeah.
Right there, nigga. Right there, nigga.
Yeah.
That's definitely one of my top three. That matter of fact, that might come in number two right up after the HISD. That one might just skirt right up there.
Yo, I was like, this Apollo Brown nigga. Yo, he's.
And I'm like, OC still got it.
Oh my God.
It's on and popping with Apollo Brown after that, bro.
All right. So I'm just letting y'all know 20 years of doing this show, that's what we on.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So now the text chain, you know what I'm saying? You feel froggy, you want to jump in. You know what I mean?
And they will.
You know, go ahead and do that. But we're talking about in the last 20, okay? You know, don't throw a bunch of albums. Just throw out like one joint. Definitely HISD.
That one just burned in my brain, B. HISD was just crazy.
It's funny because I have a list of the decade records. And HISD and Rasheed and Confidence and Apollo Brown and Trophies are on that list. I have the trophies on vinyl as well, but it's hard as fuck to find that Rashid in Confidence.
Man.
If I find it, it's bought.
Damn, Houston Independent. I'm fucked up. I have to hear that now. I have to find that fucking album.
That is
it.
A shame.
That motherfucker there. It's no skips.
So
no
word
skips
is born. So if Hov was in here, I'd be like, Hov, let me give you a listen, nigga, because I know you ain't heard this shit.
Oh,
and I'd be giving, wow. And he'd be like, yo, who was this HISD? This Rashid, what was this shit? Oh, I know OC. He probably, you know, he know OC, but them other niggas, he don't know them. You know what I mean?
Damn, you just gonna shut that man down like that.
Hey, B, I'm just being 1 million with Hov and shit. You know what I mean? You know, get
well,
him off.
He ain't got to be hip hop anymore.
Get off, man, B. I'm sorry, B. That milk and cookie shit.
That's true. He definitely ain't got to be hip hop no more.
Nope. Damn.
I really don't think he's been hip hop for a long time.
Nah, he don't.
He been a corporate for a minute, my nigga.
He don't. I tell you what, man. I was like, yo, this nigga. This nigga probably told Eric Michael Dyson the facts and shit. No, he didn't.
My goodness.
No, he didn't.
Damn, I'm. You fucked me up, Kurt. You fucked me up because that album is that fucking great.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Yep.
Man.
It is.
Jesus.
Absolutely.
If it was the time of the old days, you'd be able to find it out there in the wild somewhere. But now?
Yeah, I'm scrolling right now.
it's a rough one to find. You might be able to get it on YouTube or something.
I'm going to fire it off to you, B. I got you.
Thank you. Thank you.
He was hoping for that.
Yeah, I got
you. I was trying to do my due diligence, but if you're going to send it,
I got you.
I can use them brain cells for something else.
I got you. All right, so as we continue to celebrate the Hip Hop Digest 20 years, because we're going to be celebrating all year. I mean, we haven't celebrated Hard Body, but we're going to, from here the rest of the time.
We got all year.
Yeah, we got all year. We're going to be celebrating your boy E. Color, and we probably should do this as well per show. A favorite verse. Now, it doesn't have to be in the last 20.
No, it's just your
favorite
throughout hip hop.
Throughout hip hop, which is great. Okay. I thought of two off the break, but we only doing one per show.
Only doing one. Yep.
So, Swerve.
No, wait. Okay. So let's do it like this, because I got mine lined up right here. I'm going to say it. I'm not going to say the name of the song, but those that know will know immediately when I start the words. Okay.
Oh, is that what we doing?
That's what we doing.
Yeah. Don't say the name.
I thought we were saying the name. Okay, my bad.
Nah. Don't say the name.
You
should have
gave me that. You should have gave me that. I would have wrote my verse down.
Yeah. See, I
got. You know what? Do what you do. Do what you do. I'm gonna do this how I got it.
Okay.
Cool. All
right. Cool.
So this is Swerve. One of Swerve's favorite verses.
All right, I'm gonna try to get it all out, but you're gonna know what it is pretty quickly.
No doubt.
All right. She said she'd love to marry my baby, she would carry. And if we had a baby, we named the baby Harry. Her mother's name is Mary, which is really quite contrary. Her face is really hairy. You could say it's kind of scary. She lives in Mount Airy. Her father's a fairy. His wife's a secretary. Son's in the military. They forced him to enlist. I guess it wasn't voluntary. His daughter's name is Sherry. His sons are Tom and Jerry. Jerry had the flu, but it was only temporary. Back in January, it wasn't February. But every time I say it, rhyme, it makes me kind of weary. It's only customary to get his commentary. Some say it's bad. Some say it's legendary. You search it all you want. Try your local library. You'll never find a rhyme like this in any dictionary. Who is that and what is that?
Believe it or not, all I received was a pat on my back.
Slap on the back.
That is
Roxanne.
Yeah, that's UTMO EMD on Roxanne.
Yes,
Roxanne.
Sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
To this day, at that time, when he bust that rhyme.
Oh, nigga.
I was like, God damn.
Nigga. So that's me. I'm at your car. And that shit drops. And the fact that, and the problem, and the dope thing about it is that he's the lucky one that got to hit it over the breakbeat. Doom, doom, doom,
yep.
Doom, doom. He was lucky enough to hit it. Nigga, UTFO niggas came out your car like, yo, the UTFO. Nigga, get the fuck. Wow, that's UTFO, awesome.
UTFO, EMD, right, so, Roxanne, Roxanne. So,
since you did that, I went ahead and looked up my lyrics so I could go ahead and follow suit.
Okay.
All right. So I give you time to look up your lyrics.
I got mine.
There you
go. Got your lyrics.
Awesome.
Yeah, got
ready.
Mine. Yeah, so I had to go look mine up.
All good.
This right here, I'm going to preface it by saying, first time I heard this, I said, oh, this nigga, he know what it is. It is a big ass group, famous ass group. And this nigga don't really get as much of the love, but he has one of the best verses out of the entire group ever. Mm. Period to me. Mm. And it goes like this. It's been 22 long hard years of still struggling. Survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets and stay awake for the ways of the world because shit is deep. A man with a dream with plans to make cream. Which failed, I went to jail at the age of 15. A young buck selling drugs and such who never had much, trying to get a clutch of what I could not touch. The court played me short, now I'm facing incarceration. Pacing, going upstate, my destination. Handcuffed in the back of a bus. 40 of us, life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. I'm not even going to keep going because it's long as fuck.
Right.
But as like this nigga.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's that, Deck?
That's Deck. Oh, Deck is my favorite member of the world.
Deck.
Deck is my favorite. That verse right there made him my favorite from that point on. Because I'm like,
he's the truth to the young black youth.
Shorty's running wild, smoking cess and drinking beer. And they trying to hear what I'm drinking
in the ear.
Yo, yo, BET... That show, that young folks show on BET sampled that shit. Teach the truth to the
young black youth.
Yes, sir. They used that shit. But BET.
Wow.
He became my favorite member of the Wu.
You know,
that verse right
there. It's too bad that because of the algorithms and greedy-ass companies, we just can't play these verses and shit.
Yeah, they were doing the show down.
Yeah, because we're doing a disjustice reading that shit. But
folks get it.
I got you. Yeah, no doubt. So I'm going to do mine. Mine is Boilerplate because I've done this on the show before. And it's still, God's my favorite verse because it's so crazy. It's so crazy. But, all right. God help me because, you know, I don't read well.
Go for the top. Go up the top, B.
Yeah, all right. All right, here we go. Here's my favorite verse here. Very easy to find, to know what this is. I used to stand in a corner selling cooked up rock, money busting out my sock because I really would clock. They were all kinds of fiends bringing jackets and jeans, magazine, anything, just to hustle a bean. Cash was coming fast, money grew like grass, people hungry for the blast that didn't even last. Didn't want to be involved, but the money will get you, getting richer and richer. The police took my picture. I still supplied. Some people I knew died. Murders and homicides. Bottles of suicide. Money. Jewelry. Living like a star. And I wasn't too far from a Jaguar car. In a small-time casino. The town's Al Pacino. For all of the girls, the pretty boy Valentino. I shot up stores and kicked down doors. Collected scars from little neighborhood wars. Many legs I broke. Many necks I choked. And if provoked, I let the pistol smoke. Loyal members in the crew now down with the game, selling nickels and dimes, and in the sunshine and the rain. What I had was real bad, from my shoes to my pad, and the first time in my life loaning money to dad. Now the tables is turned, and my lifestyle switches. My name is Coogi Rap, and I'm on the road to the riches. I love that verse. Love that fucking verse. Ooh. Absolutely.
Boy, oh boy. And you can hear the music in the background.
Right, as you were saying that shit.
Oh my goodness.
Love that verse, yo. No doubt.
Yeah, I think that's a nice way to set that topic off with those three right. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, I gotta admit, nigga, when you came in with that EMD and shit, yo. Yo, rest
I knew you wouldn't expect no shit
yo,
like that.
Yo, no doubt. No doubt. Rest in peace, educated rapper. But God, yep. yo, he, yeah. he, yo, he, Yeah, he did murk that joint, yo. And of course, I could
have used any of the three, but that one to me was just the joint of the record.
No doubt, no doubt. And then Deck, you're right. That's probably the craziest verse on that record. Yeah. But he got the least shine out of all the members.
Yeah. I expect to hear a bomb atomically. I expect to hear some shit like that, but maybe down the road, because that's so, I want to say cliche that people would pick that one, but.
Oh, because the way he set that record off, yeah.
Yeah. But damn, yo, I like that exercise. I like that.
Yeah, that was.
Even though we were reading and shit, I like that exercise.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey. And I'm sure I fucked it up, but I mean, that's the road to the riches, Coogee Rap.
Nah, B, we caught it. We caught it.
Jeez. No doubt. No.
So like you said, anybody, again, on the text chain, or even anybody listening, I promise I'll get into our socials if you send it out there. I set it up just earlier today to get notifications. So.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, so if y'all reach out, we'll reach back.
All right, that's what's up. So, yeah, we don't have a, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's pretty much it for the show. You know, we did enough politics in there.
you know what? Those that don't like that part of the show, it was still hip-hop, though, because we were talking about hip-hop individuals. Or
oh, of course. Yeah, of course. No,
it wasn't like we were talking about your guy.
Oh, man. Please, don't even do it.
Okay, we won't do it.
We got a whole show without even mentioning it.
Yeah, so no doubt.
We still did.
No doubt. So.
Look, we've been drinking. We've been drinking this juice.
So let me reiterate before we get out, yo. You know what I'm saying? It's 20 years and we celebrating. So we're going to name our favorite record within the last 20 years. And we named three crazy good records. You know what I'm saying? I gotta say my colleagues too. Yeah, oh, they caught me off the break because they're on my decade list. So you know that's what's up. That being said, you know, get in the text chain. You know what I'm saying? Hit us, email, whatever you gotta do. Name your record maybe in the last 24 and your favorite verse for hip hop posterity. You know, it could be from any time, any era for hip hop posterity.
And y'all niggas know. Y'all got 20 years. Because it's a bunch of old heads listening to this.
Oh, you got more than 20 years.
Yeah, y'all niggas know y'all got 20 years of listening to shit.
Yeah, no.
Cool Chief Rocker. I don't drink vodka.
I keep a microphone inside my locker.
Go to school every day.
Damn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that being said, yeah, name your favorite verse for whenever. And like I said, hey, I'm sorry, man, for you YNs who may be a little intimidated, yo. You know what I'm saying? That those sound effects, they just don't count.
Oh, that don't count.
It don't count.
Must be words. Gotta be words. And not, yeah.
Your ad-libs don't count. I don't care how funky fresh you think they are.
Oh, my God.
No doubt.
First name greatest.
Last name ever.
None of that. You on the wrong show with that one.
Oh, B, you know what they saying, right? See, that's why I don't listen to them. They hating.
Then turn it up. Look, hey, hang up on them. Yes, sir.
Are we on the air?
All right, that's what's up. All right, so we are ready for the Digital Freaks albums of the week that consist of Peter and Matt, who gives us all the dope.
All right, then. All right, this week brought to you by Matt is Money Mowgli and Flu Dust, Jungle Book. That's Money Mowgli and Flu Dust, Jungle Brook. And then brought to you by Pete is Water and Vanderslice. Out your jurisdiction. That's Water and Vanderslice. Out your jurisdiction.
All right.
I spelled that wrong too. Water is two R's. That's how he spells his name.
All right.
It's all good, bro. That's, you know, it's hip hop.
No doubt, it's hip hop. So as we continue on into 20 years, we're celebrating. Of course, we're gonna be, you know, doing what we do to justice. So get in and get us and holler at us when we come back in a couple of weeks.
And salute to those that's been rocking with us for 20 years.
Oh, of course.
Oh, hell yeah.
No doubt. Most definitely. No doubt.
That's the niggas, the day ones.
So before we leave, and I meant to get this or whatever, you know, I want to give a shout out to your boys who put out that record and shit. One to Dial. Damn it. What's the name of that record? I didn't bookmark it like I should have. The Crate Diggers. Yeah.
Oh yes. Yeah. That album is pretty damn good, my nigga. That's not no bullshit.
Yeah. Nah. And it's not because we family neither. No, but shout out to the Crate Diggers.
Yeah, yeah. He did a preview for us. The other, what was that, last week?
Oh, did he?
I was on their show. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah,
that my nigga did.
Yeah. So shout out to the Crate Diggers.
I don't think there's any skips in that motherfucker either. That's not a bad album.
I tell you what, man, the second half of No Reason Why is my favorite joint, but that's a whole nother story.
It's on sale at Bandcamp.
It is Bandcamp. Shout out to the Crate Diggers.
Name your price,
yo, support. So, all right, salute. We're gone. Thank you for riding with us.
Hop. One.